All right, class. Last time I believe we left off on plant fibers. We covered papyrus and the common uses in Egyptian trade and record keeping. Yes, I see you remember that. Wood pulp as well, which is the common source of paper and paper-based products around the world right now. Sorry for the lack of PowerPoint, by the way. I had a hard morning. Ended up backtracking on my way to work because I'd forgotten to let the dogs out. Ever told you about them? Ah, no, not important, never mind. Anyway, useful plant fibers. Oh, last class we finished off with cotton fibers. I think I said they were useful for the chemistry industry, as well as textile and general production of things like explosives, paper, and plastics. Some other stuff, too. Today we'll bounce off that and start our analysis of a fiber commonly called Manila hemp. Contrary to its name, Manila hemp does not belong in the hemp family. It's actually a member of the banana family. Yeah, I see your surprised face. It even makes little banana-shaped fruits. The manila is the important part, and it's useful to get a bit of knowledge about the plant. Manila is actually the name of the Philippine island's capital city, and the plant is mainly grown on those islands. As fibers go, Manila hemp is a very long example. I mean, the fibers are lengthy. Several feet in length at times, very flexible. The fibers can hold a lot of tension. That is, they're strong. The most important characteristic is that the fibers are strangely resistant to salt water. If you've lived by the ocean, you may know how hard and fast salt water can eat away at things. To have a material that repels that effect would be very valuable in a place like a dock or aboard a ship. In fact, they were still preferred over steel cables back in the 1940s. U.S. Navy ships were still moored with hemp rope. Why do you think that was? No answer? Well, the main reason I want you to know about is that steel cables can degrade very quickly in saltwater conditions. They can't take the salt air even, unless they're repeatedly treated with a special paint called zinc-based paint. This paint helps repel the oxidation effects that salt water has on nearby objects. Here's a fun tidbit. That's actually why the Golden Gate Bridge is red. Zinc lends paint a red color, and painters have to regularly go over the bridge to make sure the steel doesn't degrade. Talk about a painstaking job. Better not miss a spot, or the bridge could break down. Manila, on the other hand, you can drag products made from that plant underwater for weeks without significant damage. Anchor your ship to the bottom of the ocean? No problem. Plant fibers like manila can stand the salt water for years, even in direct contact. But here's the question. How do you take a plant fiber that you can break with your hands and turn it into a rope strong enough to anchor a 1,000-ton ship? Well, you want to take those long fibers and extract them from the manila hemp plant. Shove a few of them into a group, and those groups get twisted with each other, then twisted with other twisted groups. Confused yet? Well, each time you bundle the fibers, you're lessening the stress that each fiber has to go through. By twisting them, you're more evenly distributing the weight, and having a ton of fibers twisted and bundled together, you end up with a rope that's extremely strong.